Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Whew, Lord, hallelujah. Whew, well, whew, I am on fire already. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for your prayers. Amen. I had a three-day vacation, but amen, I was resting in the Lord during those days. Praise God. And this is another lesson, amen, on Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries with your brother, the Abadia, amen, Hebrew for the humble servant of God. Amen. Rinaldo Wade. And this evening, we're going to go over a lesson concerning the pouring out of the seven vows or the seven bowl judgments as described by John the Revelator in Revelation chapters 14 through 16. Okay, so we're going to go over that and also go into a little bit about the destruction of the economical and political systems of Babylon. So we're going to get into that. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much for your prayers and for, amen, your agape love, amen, for your brother. Amen. I have been all right. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. I see, amen, that the students are back, amen, and we're ready to get back into the word of the Lord as well. Hallelujah. Amen. And one more song, amen. We're going to continue to escort the Holy Spirit into this place. Amen. So we want the Lord to have his way. Hallelujah. I am so ready to teach tonight. Praise God. First of all, I'd like to give all honor to the Almighty God, Yahuwah, the Almighty God Yahweh, the Almighty God of Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Jireh, glory to God, Jehovah Tashiku, my God, Jehovah Nisi, praise ye the Lord. I love him so much. Amen. And to his son, Yahusha HaMessiah, amen, Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal Savior, who, amen, died on the cross on Calvary, was buried and rose again on the third day for the justification by grace through faith for the cleansing of our sins. Praise God. And to the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, who teaches us all things and keeps us in remembrance of the Lord, and to all my brothers and sisters that are here by divine appointment, glory to God, saved or unsaved, glory to God, righteous or unrighteous, amen. You are to stay and listen to thus said the Lord, amen. Praise God, amen, for everyone that's here by divine appointment, amen. We're going to have a beautiful lesson this evening, amen. We're going to go over once again the pouring out, amen, of the seven bowl judgments as told by John the Revelator. So let's play the song, amen. Let's do a little more praise and worship. Let the Lord have his way. Raise your hands up to the Lord and let him have his way with you. Have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way with us, Lord. Praise God. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord. You are called to
testify. Have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way.
Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord, in this place, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Lion of Judah.
Yes, yes, yes. Have your way, Lord. Let the Lord have his way. Yes, 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 yes. Have your way, Lord.
The Lord wants to hear our worship.
Yes.
He's here right now. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Have your way, Jesus.
Have your way.
So many times I move by myself.
Have your way.
So have your way, Jesus.
Have your way.
I did things despitefully against
you.
So, Lord, I'm asking you to have your way. This to be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
Father, in the name of Yahusha, we come before you, Lord, thanking you for another day, Lord, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love endureth forever. Heavenly Father, please, Lord, have mercy upon us and forgive us, Lord, for our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. And Heavenly Father, apply the blood of Jesus right now, Lord, on each and every one of us that's here by divine appointment, even the ones that could not make it, and those, Heavenly Father, who are listening to the archives, Lord, in the name of Yahusha, in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we asking you now, Lord, to continue to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, your will, your purpose, and your eternal plan for your kingdom. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We thanking you, Lord, for keeping a roof on our heads. Thanking you, Father, for healing us. Thank you, Lord, for healing our children. Thank you, Father God, for healing our brothers and sisters. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being who you are, the master architect of all creation. Thank you, Lord, for your word. thank you, Lord, for keeping us updated as to what's going on in the heavenly realm. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing in the atmosphere, in the things that are to come. Lord, we feel you sifting and shifting in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your justice, for your righteousness, for your people. We thank you, Lord, for redemption. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the ministry of reconciliation. We thank you for justification, and we thank you for the blood of the Lamb. Heavenly Father, we are thanking you, Lord, for everything that you are bringing to us, the things that are here for us now and the things that are to come in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thanking you, Lord, for all of these things, Lord. And Heavenly Father, continue, Lord, to look upon, Lord, the people, Lord, your people, Lord. Lord, continue, Lord, the people that cannot, Lord, function right. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us. Thank you, Lord, for everything. For everything was created for the good of you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your touch. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing, for the anointing for your people. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, your splendor, your majesty. Lord, every time someone wants to pray to you, they always ask it for something. But Heavenly Father, tonight we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that the time is near. Lord, you have prepared us, Lord, to get ready. Lord, we know that your Son is going to catch us in the air, and we're preparing ourselves in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being just so holy. And Heavenly Father, continue, Lord, to work within us, Lord, so we could be holy. In your word, you told us, Lord, to consecrate ourselves and to be holy, for you are holy. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that prevents us from falling down. We thank you for your Son. We will forever be grateful for your Son, for the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Teacher, the Counselor. And we thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord. In your name, in your Son's and in the Holy Spirit, place your hand over my mouth so that I will only speak what is of you. Teach me what you want me to teach, Lord. You are in absolute control of this service, of this ministry, of this lesson. It is all for you. And I thank you, Lord, for choosing me, Heavenly Father. I'm so humbled. Sometimes I feel I'm not even deserving to do this, but Lord, I thank you. And I will do your will. Even if man does not like it or not, I will proceed to do only what you want me to do. All of this in your name, your Son's and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. I am so thankful. Amen. And I am ready, glory to God, to get into the lesson. It's a couple of announcements, amen, that I would like to, and some information that I would like to give to everyone first before we start. And once again, I thank each and every one of you, amen, that has been, glory to God, that has been just been supporting this ministry, opening up, amen. Thank you for the letters, amen. Sister Dottie, thank you, Dolly. Thank you so much for your letter of encouragement, amen. You can write me, amen, at this address is 1653. Glory to God, Althena. That's A-T-H-E-N-A, a drive. Amen. And that is in Kent, Ohio. The zip code is 44240. Glory to God. The telephone number, amen, I could be reached, amen. If you have any questions about the lessons, amen, it's area code 337-519-5026. Glory to God. So I love, amen, to speak with you, amen. And, you know, I have to always keep that open door policy, amen, for the children of the Lord. Amen. There's something you might want to tell me or something that you would ask of me. Praise God. So you can call me. Glory to God. We are supposed to, amen, carry each other's burdens. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Sister Bridget, thank you for being in by divine appointment. Thank you so much. And Prophetess Bullock and also Sister Carla. Amen. And everyone else that's listening in by divine appointment. Praise God. I want to, amen, before we go into this, there is a series that I would like for you to read, and I believe they even have a movie out about these end times. There's 12 books that's written, amen, by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins. I mean, I'm starting to read them, and it is so amazing. Amen. And I mean, you have to read these because they're very interesting. Amen. And I mean, they are just incredible. Tomorrow, amen, I will tell you the name of the movie, amen, in which I watched, and it talked about the end times. Amen. Very deep. There's a movie entitled Tribulation. And that's with Gary Busey. That one, and I think her name is Margot Kidder. Remember her from Superman? Amen. The earlier ones, amen, with Christopher Reeve. Amen. So there's a one movie that you can watch. Amen. And it's another one, amen, that I saw, and it's based off of these book series. It's a book series called The Left Behind series, and it talks about the tribulation. Amen. And if you would like to look at what the books look like, and therefore you can, you know, that way you can go to the library and get them, you can go to www.leftbehind.com. Amen. For those of you who are on the chat line, praise God, I will go ahead and put that on for you so that you can click on the link. Amen. But it's www.leftbehind.com. And it's written, amen, by two extraordinary great men of God. Amen. Tim LaHaye and also Jerry Jenkins. They have books such as Tribulation Force and Nikolai. And you remember we was talking about, amen, the mid-tribulation about the Russians taking over. Well, Nikolai, we know that's a Russian name. Amen. And glory to God. It is a very classical, amen, series. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen, Sister Dolly. It is very, very important that we read these and also get a good idea as to what happens if we are left behind. Amen. You know, with this tribulation, we probably would be one of the 144,000 evangelists, amen, to spread the word. Amen. There's books such as Armageddon and Glorious Appearing and The Mark. And also Desecration, The Remnant, Soul Harvest, Apollyon, The Assassins. There's so many great, amen, they are very great books to read, and it will get you updated, amen, about the end times. Amen. So, So I recommend, amen, that we, you know, that you read these books. They will help you better understand, amen, the end times. And they also have a movie, amen. I apologize. I didn't get the name of it, but I will have it, amen, by the end of the service. Praise God, because I'm going to continue to search and find out for you the name of that movie. So praise God. So it has Lew Gossett Jr. in it, as a matter of fact, now that the Lord is bringing me in remembrance, amen, of the, you know, of the movie, amen. It has Lew Gossett Jr. in it. And, okay, one second. I will bring up the name of the movie, amen, right about now. Praise God. I'm looking at it, amen, and I'm looking again, because I want everybody, amen, to look at this before, you know, or look into it, you know, just to watch this. It's called Left Behind, World at War. That's the name of it. Praise God. So, amen. It is entitled Left Behind, World at War. Okay. Praise God. So, you know, take a look at that. I watched part of it during the time in which I have been, been on vacation today and, amen, late yesterday. Amen. So it is a very interesting movie to watch. Amen. So, you know, please take a look at that. Amen. And you can also look at it, amen, if you like to order it, praise ye the Lord. You can also look at it on through Amazon.com / Left Behind at War. Amen. So, amen. So you can look into that and enjoy the movie. It came on cable the other day. I went on ahead and DVR'd it. Amen. So, amen. Enjoy, you know, that movie. Lew Gossett Jr. plays the president of the United States in that movie. Amen. So the movie actually was played in churches, amen, across the country. Amen. And it's based off of Tribulation Force, that movie. Amen. So you can also look that up, amen, if you, you know, go through Wikipedia or you Google it up. Okay? All right. Praise God. I just wanted to bring that out first and foremost. Amen. Once again, I thank each and every one of you that's here by divine appointment as we go through the Word of God. The last time that we were here, everybody, you can get pencil and paper out because we're going to begin. The last time, amen, I spoke, amen, on Talk Teacher Testify, I went through the seven trumpets, amen, and during the sixth and seventh trumpet judgments, there was an interlude there. Amen. And I went over that, and then when we read about the seventh trumpet that was blown, amen, the citizens of heaven rejoiced while the nations of the earth became angry. Amen. So that's where we last left off at. And we are at the last part of the tribulation, the final 3.5 years. Amen. So we're going to get right into it. Amen. Praise God. And you could turn with me, please, to Revelation chapter 14. We're going to go through three chapters of the book of Revelation today with the pouring out of the seven bowl judgments. Praise God. So, amen. I'm going to give everybody a second, amen, to turn to, glory to God, Revelation chapter 14. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to talk about First of all, the lamb and the 144,000. We have went over, amen, two chapters, which is chapters 4 and 5 of Revelation. We went through those already. They were describing some heavenly action prior to the fearful seal judgments. Amen, which you can look in. It begins in chapter 6. Amen. So John the Revelator here, he's introducing the bowl judgments in a similar fashion. Okay, chapters 14 and 15 record some heavenly action before the bowl judgments in chapter 16. Okay, praise God. So first of all, I go ahead and read the word, amen, verses 1 through 5. This evening I'm reading from the New King James Version, and it says, "Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunder." Amen. "And I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang as it were a new song before the throne, before the living creatures and the elders. And no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins." Okay? "These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God, Yahuwah, and to the Lamb. And in their mouths was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God, Yahuwah. These are the same 144,000 mentioned in chapter 7. And there they are redeemed." They were redeemed in chapter 7, and in these verses, they are raptured. Okay, and notice the number. Not one of these Hebrew missionaries are left behind or are missing. Amen. Once again, reading from the book by J. Vernon McGee, amen, the book is entitled Reveling Through Revelation. And he writes this. He says, "It is clear from chapter 13 that this is the darkest day and the most horrible hour in history. It is truly hell's holiday. Every thoughtful mind must inevitably ask the question, how did God's people fare during this period? How did God's people fare during this period?" Glory to God. How did they do it? It was only upon God's strength. Amen. Could they make it through to the end with overwhelming odds against them? The shepherd who began with 144 sheep is now identified with them as a lamb with 144,000 sheep. Therefore, he did not lose one. Okay? Praise God. And they sang a song. It says, amen, they sang a song as if it was a new song. That makes them a choir. Am I right about it? This probably is the greatest numbered choir of all times. Imagine 144,000 men and women singing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. What a song. And they are undefiled. They were virgins. Okay, it says that in verse 4 there. And it talks about in their mouths was found no deceit there. Praise God. Look with me in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verses 9 through 12, if Amen. You're writing it down. That's okay. I'll go ahead and read it. Praise God. And it talks furthermore about, glory to God, how no guilt was found in their mouths. And watch how the script is flipped. Amen. It says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of the Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness, all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved, only those 144,000. And for this reason, God Yahweh will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but have pleasure in the unrighteousness. Amen. So that covers the 144,000. Praise God. And then in verses, glory to God, 6 through 12, it talks about three special angels. Praise God. Amen. You can go ahead, amen, and turn back if you like. If not, that's fine. I'll go ahead and read it while you write down the Bible verses. It says, then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God Yahweh and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water. And another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen. It's fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine and of the wrath of her fornication. Then a third angel followed him, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives the mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself also shall not drink, or shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God in the faith of Jesus. Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. Praise God. So we read verses 6 and 7 here, and we see something very unique going on in these two verses. The angel, the first angel, is preaching the gospel of God to the sinners. Glory to God. Up to this point, God has used only men to reach other men. Amen. We saw that in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. We've also seen this in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. And also in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Amen. But now, due to the severity of the tribulation, now the angels of the Lord is going to be used now to preach the gospel. Thus, God, like Paul, becomes all things to all men, that by all means he might save some. Okay. I go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 for this one, verse number 22. Praise God. And it says, to the weak, I became as weak, that I might win the weak. Praise God for Paul. Amen. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Glory to God. So he says it right there. Okay, so that's the first angel. Praise God. The second angel, amen, we read it. It says, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. This is a message that's announcing the destruction of political and economical Babylon. Yes, the 666 economical system. Okay. Later on Talk Teacher Testify Ministries, it'll be either today or tomorrow, we will also touch on the economical and political downfall of Babylon. It's going down. People shouldn't depend on the system, especially of the government. It won't do you no good. Speaking of the economical and political system, amen, just for a second, praise God, and it's been in my soul, amen, glory to God, I had a vision this morning, and it was very disturbing, amen. Please pray for your brother, amen. God is showing me some things. And I was, amen, in a building. It looked like it had pillars. Hallelujah. And I was inside of a classroom, amen, and I saw, it looked like a SWAT team, amen. It was like four men, but one stepped forth, and he had on all black, and he asked a young lady, could he speak to her, amen, in the office. And the young lady got up and left, and the spirit took me, and I followed them into the office. The other classmates didn't even know what was going on. I was, like an adult, like I am today, praise God. And God showed me what he was doing. And inside of the office, I saw, glory to God, I saw the officer told the girl was about 12 or 13 years old, and he told her to stick her hand into this glove. My God, she, you know, and he told her, you've been doing this before. We have to replenish. I don't know, glory to God, if they're going to be doing this in school systems. You know, if they're getting free lunches, amen, they're going to have to get the mark of the beast. Because it was like a computer screen that was hooked up, amen, to like a flat platform with a glove in it. And she stuck her hand in there, amen, and he could see, amen, her bones, amen, on the screen. It was like an X-ray, if you will. And he pressed this button, amen, and what it did, amen, I don't know if it put a computer chip or I don't know what it was, a mark. But you heard, some kind of electricity for a split second there. And it punched it out, and she took her hand out, and she went back into class. But, amen, God was leading me in the other direction. I was on my way out of that building. Praise God. And, and I eventually left, amen, it looked like, amen, I was out. I was on the inside of this building looking out into Wall Street. Amen. So, amen. It was kind of disturbing, amen, to me. And I wanted to share that, amen, with you. Amen. It was kind of, I know it was God that sent it to me, because I woke up startled. Amen. This morning. Amen. And, I was, it shocked me, amen, but I still remember it today, you know, from this morning. I still remember. So the economical and the political Babylon, amen, with the 666 is going to fall. God is going to destroy it. Jesus is going to destroy it. Amen. Glory to God. And the third message, praise God, when we read verse 9 through 11, it talks about the last hellfire and brimstone message that will ever be preached or, amen, ministered to the unsaved. An angel is going to deliver this message. Amen. Here, you know, no one responds to the invitation, apparently. Because it says, you know, the third angel said, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receive his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out for full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So it just seemed like no one took heed to that. Amen. God will pour out his undiluted wrath. This is something he done once before upon, amen, he done it when Jesus was at Calvary. How tragic that Christ once drank the same cup from the very unrepentant sinners who are now forced to drink it again. Now they will drink it. That's why Jesus told Peter, you can't drink from this cup. Glory to God. It was only for Jesus. Amen, to do that. Verse 13, this message, it came from the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. Up to that very point, the Bible says, in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 4. The word of God says, but for him who is joined to all the living, there is hope. It's like saying, blessed are the living. Amen. You can also, amen, go to the book of the letter to the book of Philippi, book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 23 and 24. And Paul of Tarsus writes, glory to God, he says, for I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. But now it is better for the believers to die in this case. Okay? Glory to God. John Phillips, in his book entitled, Amen, Exploring Revelation, I love this book, amen. It helped me with these studies, amen, that I'm presenting this evening, amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It says, in happy contrast with the doom of those who defy the beast is the destiny of those who defy the beast. Two things are said of these as well. They will resist. John the Revelator says, here is the patience of the saints. Amen. That's what it said right there in the Word. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, says the Lord, that they may rest from their laborers, and their work do follow them, except for the 144,000, those who defy the beast can anticipate death in 1,000 fiendish ways, but it is death instantly transformed by God into blessing. Amen. While the beast will say, I will make you suffer, the overcomers will say, you make me saints. The beast will roar, I'll persecute you to the grave. And the overcomers will reply, you will promote us to glory. He'll say, I'll blast you. While the overcomers reply, you'll bless us. The beast's rage against these noble martyrs will all in vain. He will utterly fail at last. They will be rewarded. That's what the Holy Spirit said. Their troubles will be over. They will enter into reward on the shining banks of the crystal sea that is in front of the throne of God in heaven. Okay? Praise God. So those are, amen, the three angels that we talked about. Verses 14 through 20 is going to give us the first announcement of Armageddon, okay? And then when we go, amen, later on, if the Lord is willing, on Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries, we will go into, glory to God, Revelation chapter 18. And it goes further more into depth, amen, with the book of Revelation. Okay, praise God. Let's read Revelation chapter 14, verses 14 through 20. Okay, and it says, then I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one, like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on a cloud, thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Glory to God. It continues to say, then another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven. He also had a sharp sickle as well. And another angel came from the altar, who had power over fire, and he cried with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs. Okay? So this talks about Armageddon here. Glory to God. When we look at this, destruction is about to set in. So everybody would like to know what is 1,600 furlongs, or glory to God, the Roman term would be stadia. It is about 200 miles. My God. 200 miles. Blood came out of the winepress up to the horses' bridles for 200 miles. Okay. So we're going to also go into Armageddon in Revelation chapter 19. Amen. Later on Talk, Teach, and Testify Ministries, if the Lord is willing. Praise God. When we look at, the next chapter, Revelation chapter 15, it talks about the sights and the sound of the temple in heaven. And in verse 1, it says, "Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete." Okay, here we go. These are the seven bowl judgments here. Here we go. And verses 2 through 4, it says, "And I saw something like a sea of glass mingling with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of Yahuwah, who is God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested." Glory to God. That song sounds beautiful. Amen. Glory to God. For your judgments have been manifested. And then it talks about the temple of the tabernacle. But we're going to look at this song for 1 minute here. Glory to God. So when we look at this song, they sing in the song of Moses. And those of you who study the word, praise God, the song was also sang, amen. Let's look at the similarities. The song, amen, is sang in the 15th chapter of Exodus. Amen. Go ahead and you can turn to it. Praise God. Okay. When you read that, that's the song of Moses. You see that? Let me see. What is going on here with these two songs? This is a glory to God. It says, they sing the song of Moses, and the song of the Lamb. The song of Moses was sang beside the Red Sea. The song of the Lamb will be sung beside the crystal sea there. The song of Moses was sung over Egypt. Wow, glory to God, the song of the Lamb will be sung over Babylon. When you read Exodus chapter 15, I love the song, amen, and it says, I will sing to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned into the sea. I love that song, amen. And the song of Moses describes how God brought his chosen ones out. Amen. While the song of the Lamb will describe, you can read in the book of Revelation, how God brings his people in. The song of Moses was Scripture's first song. The song of the Lamb will be the Scripture's last song. So you can see the similarities there. And they're singing because of this verse. For you alone are holy, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. And also, John the Revelator, he's starting to see the smoke of the temple. It says, and after these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure bright linen, and having their chests girdled with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. Okay. Now, we're about to get into the vows, into these bold judgments. And before I do that, I'm going to read, amen, once again from Exploring Revelation. You can pick the book up, amen. It's through Moody Press in 1974. Amen. They probably updated it. It's by John Phillips. And he says, since Calvary, the way into the holiest in heaven has been open to all, because the blood of Jesus Christ has blazed a highway to the heart of God, Yahuwah. But now, for a brief spell, that royalty road is barred. That's it. Game over. He has gave everyone ample opportunity. Praise God. His wrath, once poured out upon his son on God's behalf, is going to be outpoured again. The world which crucified the Lamb, and which now has crowned its rebellions with the worship of the beast, is to be judged to the fullest. So bright glory burns within the temple, filling it with smoke and standing guard at the door. The way into the holiest is barred again for a while. Praise God. Amen. For his word. We are now in Revelation chapter 16. Praise God. And we're going over now we have the introduction and, we have heard the songs and now it's time, after the three angels did what they did, and now it's time for the bowl judgments. Amen. And please pray for me, amen, as I teach this, because I want to bring clarity. Okay. Amen. And when we read Revelation chapter 16 from the Revelator, and it says, "Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth." Let's look at the first bowl. It says, "So the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worship his image." Now God is engaging in germ warfare upon the followers of the Antichrist. Okay? These nasty, sores are worse than leprosy or even cancer. Amen. When we read this, it compares to the sixth plague in Egypt. Amen. That sore plague. It's the same type of sore or boil that's going to be upon the people. You can look that up in the book of Exodus, chapter 9, verses 8 through 12. So now the second angel is going to pour out his, and the Bible says in the third verse, "Then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man." And that's the key. Remember when they was turning water into blood, those two witnesses, one third of the water turned into blood. No. This time, every living creature in the sea died. Now, when we look at this second bowl, every living creature, every little thing in the sea dies. When people read the more authorized standard version, when you see, and it becomes blood as of a dead man, that's being misplaced there. It shouldn't be there. The correct reading being becomes blood as of a dead man. That's what it says. The image is of a dead person wallowing in its own blood, and the seas will wallow in blood. Remember, under the second trumpet, one third of the sea creatures had died, and now the destruction is complete. The other two thirds died as well. The stench and the disease that this will cause along the shores of the sea of the earth will be so unimaginable, people. So nasty. It will be so horrible. Okay? Amen. So that is the second bowl that was poured out. The sea turns to blood. And let's continue to read verses 4 through 7. It talks about the third bowl. It says, "The waters turned to blood, and then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the water saying, you are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to be, because you have judged these things. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due. That's powerful right there. And I heard another from the altar saying, even so, God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. Glory to God. So there are two significant things that we need to note when we read these verses here. Okay. Number one, the first thing is that this third bowl judgment, among other things, it answers to the cry of the martyrs under the altar at the beginning of the tribulation. Let's turn back, amen, 10 chapters. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 6, verse number 10. You will hear their cries in the beginning. Amen. This is when the fifth seal was broken. It was opened by the Lamb, amen, by Jesus. And it says in verse 10, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? So this is the response. The third bowl being poured out is for that. And the second thing about Revelation chapter 16, verses 4 through 7, is that these verses indicate that God Yahweh has assigned a special angel as superintendent on earth waterworks. It says it right there. It says the angel of the waters. When we look in comparison, amen, you don't have to do it, but I'll read it for you, amen. In Revelation chapter 7, verse number 1, it talks about the four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. There are four other angels that controls the world's winds. We realize that during this hellish time of the tribulation, this world is still controlled by God. Okay, so no, there's no angel that controls the waters. Yeah, God he puts him in charge. Okay, amen. Let's look now at the fourth bowl judgment. Verses 8 and 9, and it says this. It says, then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God Yahweh, who has power over these plagues. And they did not repent and give him glory. Okay, well, they're kind of upset there. So they're going to be set on fire. Okay. And these scriptures, amen, go more to depth about man's total depravity. And they both deal, these two sections, these two scriptures, amen, that I want to give to you, they both deal with the world's attitude toward God during the tribulation. It was like they still did not repent during this. They still didn't get it. In the book of Revelation, chapter 9, in verses 20 and 21, amen, and I'll read that. It's disturbing. It says, but the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their drug use or their sexual immorality or their thefts. Amen. Those of you, amen, who listen to Talk, Teach, and Testify, amen, on Friday night, the Greek word used here is pharmaklekton, when it talks about sorceries. Yes, you hear the word pharmacy. It's in relation to drug worshiping or drug usage. Okay. So people are going to be so addicted on drugs that, amen, it's going to be impossible for them to even try to cure themselves. Amen. Praise God. So when we read, amen, Revelation chapter 16, verse 9, it says, and they did not repent and give him glory. So these verses prove that in spite of horrible wars, of terrible famines and darkened skies, of raging fires, of bloody seas and stinging locusts and demonic persecutions and mighty earthquakes and mighty falling stars and cancerous sores, sinful mankind still will not repent. So it's going to be so much pain afflicted on mankind, they still are not going to repent throughout all of that. Okay? Okay, praise God. So let's go on, amen. We're still in the book of Revelation, chapter 16. Verses 10 and 11 talks about the fifth bowl judgment that's being poured out. In this fifth bowl, it's going to be poured out, and there's going to be more pain going on. Verse 10 says, then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongues because of the pain. They blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and did not repent of their deeds. Once again, no repentance. Very hard-headed there. They still will not repent. Amen. Notice in the scriptures, it says, and it's poured on the throne of the beast. So this plague will concentrate itself upon the 10 nations of the revived Roman Empire here. Listen to those tragic words at the end of verse 11. And did not repent of their deeds. So they're not going to even repent. Amen. Let's look at the sixth bowl judgment. And it's from verses 12 through 16. Amen. And it states this. It says, then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river, Euphrates, and its water was dried up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gathered them together to the place that they call in Hebrew Armageddon. Okay, so God here, what he's doing is that he's employing psychological warfare upon his enemies. He's conditioning them to gather themselves together in the near future to go to Armageddon. Okay? So that's what it says right there. Amen. Glory to God. The Euphrates River is about 1,800 miles long, and in some places it's about 3,600 feet wide. It is about 30 feet deep. This river has been the dividing line between the Western and Eastern civilizations since the dawn of history. It served as the eastern border of the old Roman Empire. Thus, this river becomes both the cradle and the grave of man's civilization. Okay? So the first godless city was built here. Enoch, that was built by Cain. You can read in the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verses 16 and 17 for that. Enoch, it went up, and here the last rebellious city will be constructed, which is built by the Antichrist, which is Babylon. Okay, praise God. So here we're looking at, amen, the last and final bowl judgment. Amen, and we will finish this off, praise God, and amen. In some cases, I'll go ahead and open the lines to some people, amen, who would like to speak, amen. You could press 1, amen, on your telephone if you would like to speak or you have any questions or concerns, amen, as to what's being taught this evening. And the last and final bowl judgment is this, and it's in verses 17 through 20. It says, then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came from the temple of heaven, from the throne, saying, it is done. And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since man were on the earth. Okay. And it continues, it says, now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Then every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And great hail from heaven fell upon men, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. So there's going to be hailstones that's going to be falling. They're going to weigh the weight of a talent. Amen. When we look at how much a talent weighs, there's going to be hailstones weighing about 50 to 60 pounds each. Have you ever been in a hailstorm and you see the little pellets of hail? No, these pellets is going to weigh way more than that. It's going to be very destructive. Amen. Praise God. So this will end the seal, the trumpet, and the bowl judgments here. When you hear that statement, it is done. When you see that, this is the second of three biblical occurrences in which this phrase has connected to some great event. Remember, in the first event was at Calvary. And Jesus said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. That was in John chapter 19, verse number 30. This is the second time in which it says it is finished. And the last time you will hear it is in the 21st chapter of Revelation, verse 6. And the Lord will say it again, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." The world's greatest earthquake also takes place. The intensity of an earthquake is measured on an instrument we know called a Richter scale. The greatest magnitude ever recorded has been an 8.9. The greatest loss due to an earthquake occurred on January 23rd of 1556 in China. It killed close to 1 million people. This earthquake that I just talked about will be a mild tremor compared to the tribulation one. It will level all the great cities of the world. And finally, the world's greatest shower of hailstones will come crashing down on mankind. These gigantic icy chunks will weigh up to even 125 pounds apiece. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for his word on tonight. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your word this evening, Lord, about the seven bowl judgments. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, Lord, because it gives us more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for your kingdom, for your will, for your purpose, and for your everlasting plan for us. Heavenly Father, those who don't know Jesus, Lord, may you present the gift of grace to them so that they may ask you for repentance of their sins. And Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for you being who you are, the great Almighty God. We thank you, Father, for blessing us, for keeping us, Lord, safe from the devil, from the enemy, in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, bless those who are here on the line. Bless those, Lord, and apply the blood of Jesus upon each and every one of them. Lord, apply your oil, Lord, upon them as well, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Hold our hand and guide us and walk with us as we walk through the valleys of the shadows of death. Lord, lie us beside your green pasture so you may restore our souls. Lord, may our growth and may our spiritual growth and maturity in you continue to grow. Lord, continue to teach us, Lord, about these last days. And Heavenly Father, educate us, Lord, and bring us up to date from heaven as to what your will be. For it, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. We exalt your name. Your name is holy. And we thank you for all these things, Lord, in your name and in your sons and in the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Anyone, amen, that would like to speak, amen, you could press 1 on your telephone. Amen. And I will like to go ahead and let you speak about today's lesson if you have questions or concerns. Amen. And there was, amen, I just got some news, amen. There was chunks of ice that crashed through the roof of a home. Amen. We was just talking about, glory to God, these, you know, these great hailstorms. And it happened to a home out in Colorado. It was a chunk of ice the size of a basketball. So, amen. So, God is always showing us warnings. And that happened, amen, on November the 18th of 2009. So, God is showing us things. No, his warnings always come before destruction. Okay? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Any words, amen, from Prophetess Bullocks? Amen. Praise God. How are you doing this evening, woman of God? Amen. Prophetess Bullocks? Amen. We praise God for her. Amen. So she's not able to get on the line this evening. Amen. Praise God. A very familiar number I see this evening. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. How are you? Amen. Praise God. That was my mother. Amen. Praise God. So so my mother, amen, is listening tonight. Amen. So I'm going to go back and check up on her later. Amen. Praise God. She has a little delay going on there. Amen. So, you know, maybe I'll find out what's going on with that. It's a very slight delay going on there. Amen. Praise God. So I'll check in on her once again. Amen. Because I really, amen, want to speak with her this evening. Amen. Praise God. So tomorrow, amen, on Talk Teacher Testify Ministries, amen, we're going to take a closer look at the destruction of economical and political Babylon. We're going to take a real close look. Amen. I've done some research. Amen. And we're going to go through this and take our time with this. This is going to probably take a couple of days. Amen. So we're going to go over this and look at this and go through all the scriptures. Amen. As to what's going on. And it also, we're also going to talk about, amen, Armageddon as well. Praise God. So, you know, so we just, you know, we just thank God, amen, for what he is doing, amen, this evening. And we thank God for what he is doing glory to God, in this atmosphere. I mean, just the things that he is doing for his children. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I will see one more time if I can get my mother on the line. Praise God. Let me see if I can get her on. Okay, well, praise God then. She, I'm going to have to call her after service, amen, to show her how to, amen, to get in, amen, on, you know, on the line. So we just praise God, amen, for each and every one of you, amen. Tomorrow, amen, we will go over we will go over the economical and political Babylon, their destructive fall. And one question, amen, a very good question from Sister Bridget, praise God. She asked, are the final people considered not able to repent? Is repentance not even attainable at the time in which I was reading? Praise God. And that's a very good question, woman of God. They could repent, but they did not. The pain was too great. It was too much suffering. Amen. When we read, amen, you know, in verse number 8, and it talks about the fourth angel who poured out, amen. The fourth angel had poured scorching heat, you know, on the people that had the mark of the beast. And it says, and the men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of the Lord who had power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory. Amen. So they have a chance to repent, but they did not. The fifth bowl was poured out. They had, you know, because of the pain in their sores, they did not repent. Okay? So they have chances. They have had chances. They did not repent. Right up to the sixth. Bowl pouring out. That's it. The time was up. So they're not even considered. Once the seventh angel say it is done, that's it. That's it. And remember, it says that a great voice came out of the temple of heaven and said, it is done. That's it. No more. That is it. So that was a good question there. Praise God. And we want to look at how long, amen, does each bowl last. We do not know. Only God knows that. Amen. But they must go in this order, of course, because it's the word of the true and living God. So, you know, his word doesn't come back void. Amen. So they're going to be poured out, and we don't know, amen, how long each of them, amen, may last. They might pour it out, amen, and you know, once it's poured out, then, okay, well, you know, like the first one. And they had sores. Once that get poured out and everybody receives the sores, then the second one might get poured out, you know, but they won't be poured out at the same time. They'll be poured out one after the other. Okay, so that's a good question, Sister Bridget. Amen. Each one of them will be poured out, amen, and the longevity of each pouring out of these bowls depend on our Heavenly Father. So it's on him. When God says, go and pour out the bowls, then that's when the bowl pouring begins. Amen. Okay, amen. Glory to God. So tomorrow on Talk Teacher Testify Ministries, if the Lord is willing, amen, we will see, amen, we will go into the economical and political downfall of Babylon. And that is in the Word of God, amen, in chapter 18. Of the book of Revelation. Okay, so it talks about the fall of Babylon the Great. And it's so, I mean, at this point, wickedness is just all over the place because the world is going to mourn the falling of Babylon. because they were just so dependent on Babylon, on this economical and political system that is going to last forever. No, that's not going to happen. The kingdoms here can't even last to the magnitude of the kingdom of God. Amen. So may God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Thank you for coming in by divine appointment. Amen. It's quite a blessing. Amen. To share the word. Amen. With his children and with myself as well. I've learned a lot this evening as well. Praise God. So tomorrow we'll go over the economical and political destruction of Babylon. Amen. Leila Tov. Amen. That is in Hebrew for good night. Amen. And I love you in spirit and I love you in spirit and in truth, and there's nothing that you could do about that except for you to do one thing, and that is for, amen, for you to love me back. Amen. The Bible says that God is love. Amen. That's how we're supposed to love each other. And glory to God. If you hate one another, you are still in darkness even until now. So we have to love each other. Amen. And the Bible says through Jesus said, God is a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. So praise God for each and every one of you, amen, that is here by divine appointment, amen. And this song right here, I love this song, and we're going to go out on this one, amen. It is called He is Worthy, because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the Abadia, the humble servant of the Lord. Amen. Your brother. Amen. Renaldo Wade, God bless you. And may the Lord shine his glory and his light upon you. Amen. Leila Tov, good night. Shalom and shalom. He is worthy.
Lord, I just want to thank you for all the many blessings that you have stored into my life. And I just want to give you the praise, the honor, the worship, because you're worthy.
World at War. It stars, glory to God, Lou Gossett Jr. Amen. So look that up. Amen. That is on, you can look that up either on Glory to God or at Blockbuster or, you know, go to your local library. They should have it. So praise God. Or you can order it. Amen. Through, amen, through the Glory to God Amazon. Do it through Amazon or do it from the library. Amen. Amen. Okay, praise God. So may God bless you and keep you. Amen. I love you in spirit and in truth. Amen. Shalom, shalom. Good night.